which he does while being read to. His reader has the deep, cultured voice of an actor, so pleasant that whenever they are in the courtyard together, I sit nearby to listen. His villa is near the stinking river I mentioned earlier, but the rooms wrap around courtyards that are lovely with flowering fruit trees, fish ponds, and fountains. An atrium with an opening to the sky brings light into the entryway. A pool in the center catches the rain. Thus there is fresh water for the many cats and puppies running about. The bath in my private suite is similar to home, with hot water provided by an underground fire. Walls inside the villa are brightly painted in blue, green, and yellow. There are also murals with scenes of the countryside, family members, and the like. Pedestals throughout the halls display marble busts of dead relatives. A servant explained to me that Atticus is comforted in his sorrow over the loss of his sister, his father, and an infant daughter by being able to gaze on their faces. A sculptor comes every year to carve the images of his children and good friends. I think in my heart that Egyptian mummies are not nearly so beautiful or lifelike as these. Floors are decorated with mosaics. One in the entry depicts a guard dog with snarling, sharp teeth and the word